Skipping Stones at Lake Xochimilco by Antoine Bowman. Melissa's mother had recently died. Instead of dragging herself back into the drab hotel room to grieve with her older sister and her father, she stood at the edge of the lake, fingering stone as smooth and white as a pearl. While doing so, she contemplated the young biologist who had appeared before her when she arrived in Mexico City and who had disappeared right before her mother passed. She dropped the stone in the murky water. Since she couldn't see the stone sink to the bottom of the lake and turn brown once it disturbed sediment, she imagined it suspended in the center of the water, like a star surrounded by planets. She smiled and at the same time began to cry. When a doctor diagnosed Melissa's mother with stage 4 adult fibrosarcoma, Melissa was forced to withdraw from all her classes to go to Mexico City with the family. "It's an experimental treatment," her father said on the phone. "They're going to save your mother." The stupid-ass doctor who diagnosed her said she has no chance, but the doctors in Mexico are going to save her. "But Dad," Melissa protested, "I'm about to defend my dissertation." "Your dissertation can wait," he said. "Right now, we all have to be with your mother." Melissa wanted to tell him that treatment was pointless, that her mother may as well already be dead. She had a habit of speaking without sympathy for the feelings of others, passed down, her mother thought, from Melissa's father's side of the family to the firstborn girl. According to her mother's theory, the insensitivity had skipped Maria, Melissa's older sister, and found its way into the secondborn. Melissa also found futility to be an enormous waste of time. "Why try to resuscitate what's already gone?" she thought. But before she hung up, she decided that she wanted to be with her mother to say goodbye when she died, and told her dad that she'd go to Mexico with them. "You're making the right choice," her father said. For a moment, Melissa said nothing. She thought about her dissertation on mid-20th century American literature, and now we're spent reading novels, stories, plays, and poems, and the possibility of graduating at the top of her class at the University of Southern California, and her dream of teaching at an Ivy League school. She imagined her diploma crumpled up in a wastebasket. "We'll see," she said.